Thanks for tuning into The 21st. I'm Ella Boodoo. Facing criticism that the state and his administration has not properly handled a three-year outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at a state-run veterans home in Quincy, Governor Rauner has been spending multiple nights at the facility to gain a, quote, more thorough understanding of the situation there. His visit coincided with a new U.S. CDC report and its assessment of the veterans home, warning that, quote, complete eradication of the Legionella bacteria may not be possible, as the case in any large complex water system. Senator Durbin has also visited the home. That was Friday. He called for federal aid, reversing his desire for the site to be completely shut down. And as politicians battle it out, 11 of families of those who died in the home are seeking justice through a lawsuit against the state. And all 13 debt veterans have died at the home since 2015 due to Legionnaires' disease. Joining me now to tell us more about the veterans' home and how people in Quincy are reacting to the news is the mayor of Quincy, Kyle Moore. Mayor Moore, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being with me.
It's wonderful to be on the show. Thank you for inviting me.
Can you share with us, Mayor Moore, how you first learned about the initial 2015 outbreak at the veterans' home? That was during your first term in office, correct?
Yeah, correct. So I don't know the exact date, but I know our utilities director had informed me that he was working with the Veterans Home and folks with the CDC regarding the Legionnaires outbreak that had occurred. And, you know, the concerns were not only that it would be, in the Veterans Home, but also be something that would be in Quincy's water supply. And we had to determine that, you know, this Legionnaires was not coming from Quincy's water supply, but inside the actual veterans home. You know, this is a large facility. It's just 210 acres, really a self-run city within a city. And so a lot of its internal infrastructure is based just to keep the facility running, and that's essentially where their water system, needed a lot of upgrades. And I think that you saw a lot of, around $6 million worth of upgrades occur in 2015.
And of course, we've since learned from then that the state, the Departments of Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Public Health for Illinois were not completely forthcoming in a timely manner about alerting the public and families to the outbreak and to deaths most recently last year in 2017. As you said, not something that's coming from Quincy's water supply. And I'm thinking not just of the impact to residents, but to staff and people who live in Quincy who work at the facility. And I wonder, Mayor, I saw that you all had formed a task force recently. Are you concerned about the safety of not just the residents, but the staff at the facility?
Well, for us, we put together a bipartisan group of current and retired elected officials in the city of Quincy, whose main task is not to point fingers to, we're not water experts, we're elected officials, but to say, this is what this this veterans home has meant to the community. Over 131 years, we've had the Illinois Veterans Home. It employs over 500 individuals. We have 360 residents that live there. We want the audit that's happening at the Senate level. We're open to the Veterans Affairs Committee hearings, and we want an open and transparent look at what has occurred, but more importantly, what needs to occur in the future to make sure that Legionnaires is not, a commonplace at the Quincy Vets Home. But this thing, I think people have to remember that this bacteria is a relatively new bacteria that the CDC is still struggling with how to deal with, and the policies and procedures that are in place at the Quincy Veterans Homes are now going to be recommended by the CDC nationwide. And so there's still a lot that we're learning about this Legionnaires. And I mean, I tell people, Legionnaires, this is not a zip code thing. Northwestern Hospital just had two incidences of Legionnaires this month. And that's up in Chicago. And so, there's still a lot we're learning. And unfortunately, with the residents being elderly at the Quincy Veterans Home, they're going to be more susceptible to not only having symptoms, but for, this bacteria to be found in them, where if you or I had it in us, it probably wouldn't affect us.
Right. I wonder, Mayor Moore, how you've been sort of dealing with all of the publicity about Quincy. As a mayor of a town, obviously, this is not what you want to be in the headlines for and for what people to know about your town.
Well, I think for us it was really alarming when we had a number of well-intentioned elected officials and candidates talk about closing the facility, because quite frankly it's politicizing an issue that needs no politics. You know, the care and love for our veterans should not be a part of any political campaign. I don't care who's in office; they're all going to want to get to the bottom of what's going on here in Quincy, Illinois. And so for us, it's to say, hey, one, people need to know the quality of care that is offered out at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. They need to know the stories behind it, and even the families that are suing the Illinois Veterans Home do not want that place to close. They're very appreciative of the staff's efforts, and so for us, it's to take the politics out of it. And I think you're seeing some fruits from that labor. You know, you saw Senator Durbin come to the home and reverse his decision, and we've had a number of state legislators come down throughout the last 3 or 4 weeks and visit the home. And when they visit the home, you know, they realize, you know, all the investments that have been made, the procedures that have been put in place, and know that the question now is not necessarily to point fingers at what happened in 2015, but to make sure that the continual investments need to be made at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. And then let's take this conversation and say, okay, what do we need to do to make sure that the next generation of veterans that are going to walk through those doors, Vietnam veterans, Gulf War veterans, what kind of quality of care are they going to need that's different from the World War II generation, the Korean War generation? And let's make sure that we're investing in this facility so that way the Veterans Home is ready to properly care for those veterans.
So, Mayor Moore, what would you like to see happen? You know, I mentioned it must be hard to say. I know it's hard to say you don't want the issue to be politicized, but then you want politicians to see what's happening. Having Governor Rauner stay there for a couple of days, a lot of people have accused him of political grandstanding by doing that. So I imagine
I don't think we take it as grandstanding because of the fact he's not there with cameras. He's dining with residents and living their lifestyle to see how many times they're affected by the checks of the water supply. So we don't take it as that, and we're very appreciative of any legislator that spends time at the Illinois Veterans Home. So in our opinion, that we can turn this into a positive thing for our community. And what I would like to see is exactly what happened when Senator Durbin visited on Friday, where he wants to work with Governor Rauner. So you have a Democrat and Republican on you know, federal investment in the Illinois Veterans Home at Quincy. And if we can match that with the guidelines from the CDC, if we can match that with state investment, I think the Veterans Home is going to come out better for this experience. You know, you never want to see tragedies like this. And anytime a loss of life occurs, it's serious. And we know it's serious, which is why we are completely open to whatever the General Assembly wants to look at in terms of the Illinois Veterans Home. But what we want to make sure that we stress is that we are all in this to make sure that the veterans that are at the Quincy Veterans Home continue to receive quality care, and also that the next generation of veterans that are going to walk through those doors are going to receive the same top-of-the-line quality care that's been at the Quincy Veterans Home for over 131 years.
So when you say top-of-the-line quality care, I'm assuming what you're saying is you want more state dollars as well as federal dollars directed to the facility to prevent further deaths?
For an example, let's look at the difference in care. What's going to happen when the Vietnam veteran? We do have some Vietnam veterans at the home right now, but those who are affected by Agent Orange, those who are affected by you know, mental illnesses and things like that, we need to make sure that there's a place for them here at the Quincy Veterans Home. When down the road we're going to deal with a number of amputees because of the Gulf War and the War on Terrorism, do we have a facility that can properly handle that? Every generation of veterans has a different type of care that they're going to need, and we need to make sure that the Quincy Veterans Home and all of our veterans home across the state continually evolve and continually have investments so that way they can be prepared. I think what you've seen with the state of Illinois, unfortunately, is a lack of investment for generations in some of our facilities, and unfortunately, you know, that affects things. And so for us, we just would like to see, hey, if there's further recommendations by the CDC, further upgrades, let's work with the federal and state officials to identify what needs to be done, what the price is, get that investment done, and then let's all work together to make sure that the next generation of veterans who are going to walk through our doors are, you know, have the top of the line care available to them here in Quincy.
Kyle Moore, the mayor of Quincy, Illinois. Mayor Moore, thank you for taking the time to join us. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate the invitation. Thank you so much.